Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
One pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
Cut
on every trash, EMT for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time, we provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks, it's Rule 76.
And here we are, Wednesday, April the 20th, 2022. The show that you have completely fallen head over heels in love with, DPietro and Rothenberg. And I know what you're doing, because you had enough of me yesterday, and you're hopeful that Rick is back, and he's going to jump in at any minute. So, Rick, good morning. No, I'm sorry. Rick is not here yet again. You have free range solo Rothenberg for 3 hours. We wish Rick well. I guess still under the weather. Family all beat up with whatever they have going on over there. And we're hopeful, because if you think about it, tomorrow's the Thursday Open. So we're hopeful that he is going to, in fact, return for said Thursday Open.
Good Thursday morning.
Yeah. Because that's what we're looking for. But you get 3 hours of me today. Mets with a, I'll tell you what, last year's Mets probably get swept in that doubleheader. Probably don't win a game. Down 4-1 in the first game against an excellent pitching team, they probably don't come back. Because Lindor's not very good. Scherzer's not on the team for game two. You probably get swept, and all of a sudden things kind of start to spiral. This year's Mets come back, win 5-4. Bad throw from Lindor. Great play from Alonso. Bullpen pitches well. Timely hit to end the game. Away we go. And then you hand it over. And this is meant to be a shot also. You hand it over to an ace. You hand it over to someone who's competent and capable. And you say, all right, we used a lot of the bullpen in game one. We need a big-time performance from you. Go out there and give us 7 innings. How many guys in baseball right now can you say, the bullpen was taxed, it's a cold night, you're going up against a good team, go out there and give me 7. 7 one-run innings, 6 no-hit innings, give me a start. That's what Max Scherzer does. And you know what? Maybe Kyrie Irving could pay a tad of attention to Max Scherzer. Did you see what there was a quote? They said it during the game. And I believe it was, pressure is a privilege. I love the high-intensity moments. And it doesn't matter if he's home, on the road, has his best stuff, is dominant, whatever. There's no yelling at fans. There's no, let me give them the double bird. There's none of that. It's let me act like a professional and let me be the stud pitcher that I am. And that's what you saw from Max Scherzer. And how about this? Can you argue? And I think you can. And I think that, listen, Yankees starting rotation for the most part is good. Last night was not good again. I can't wait to hear the Gerrit Cole apologist when we get there, huh? Well, it was cold, and he this, and blah, blah, blah. I mean, can we actually sit here and say that there's a problem with Gerrit Cole?
For Pete's sake.
We'll get to that a little bit later. Because I think that the Mets are clearly the lead right now. Because they are, and you can't even argue this, the best team in New York baseball. The Mets are better than the Yankees. The Yankees are so flawed all over the place. And you have this year what you were so desperate for in Francisco Lindor last year. He's aggressive on the bases for the most part. And I think he still gets you nervous when he's in the field. He's fielding well. He's got the timely hit. He's an emotional leader. Like, this is what you thought you were getting last season. And for whatever reason, it took a minute. But now, you've got him. And is it coincidental that Buck Showalter takes over this club and all of a sudden it feels differently? I mean, you know what it's like to have a manager, to have a coach, to have somebody that you look at and you say, he's really good. I don't have to worry about him. Well, you know what? In fairness, you haven't had that in a long time with the Mets. Probably since Terry Collins. And even Terry Collins would give you moments of, what the hell's he doing, right? You don't have that with Buck. Like I've said a million times, and I don't know how else to break it down, Buck is competent. And the phrase that I've used, and I'll continue to, is he's the adult in the room. There is no, oh, we handed in the wrong lineup card, right? You don't have that now.
Why?
Because you don't. There is no, well, you know, I looked at some of the Dopplers and I went into the special room. No, you have an adult in the room.
I didn't know.
Well, you should have known. And this is a good team. And I love the Yankees fan. By the way, may we open up the fold lines to all the Mets fans this morning at 505, 1-800-919-3776. And also let you know that we have Stump Rothenberg at 645 this morning. I mean, we have quite a show. Nets with a monstrous, monstrous game two. Mets with another game. Bassett on the mound. Yankees with another game. Severino, who was very good last time out, on the mound. And I don't know, and again, we'll get to the Yankees in a little bit, that I have ever felt worse about a win than I do about the Yankees win last night. And it's a win. Right, you're not going to throw it back. I mean, my dad used to say it all the time because we watch the Giants. I'd be like, "Oh, that was awful." He'd be like, "A win is a win is a win. I don't care if they're pretty, if they're ugly, if they're brutal." But to say that there are not real concerns with this Yankees team right now, I think is just an unfair statement, right? But the Mets are the lead. The Mets have to be the lead. The Mets are the better team. The Mets are the more functional team right now, which is amazing. It's amazing how quickly the switch has flipped is what's amazing to me, is that we now sit here and this team is, I mean, Drew Smith and Lugo, who I don't think I have full confidence in, and Edwin Diaz and Alonso. And just it feels differently. Again, and I started the show with this, and I'll say it throughout the show today. A year ago, there is no way, no chance they sweep that doubleheader. None. But this year, down 4-1, big comeback, big hits, tie the game. How good is Keith? Huh? Hernandez last night. I don't know what the Giants are doing. You got to guard the line against McNeil. First pitch, right down the line. Double. Cuts it to 4-3. Base hit makes it 4-4. And away we go. But how you could not be head over heels. And all I tweeted. See, you can't win with the Yankees fans, it feels sometimes. All I tweeted last night was that was someday from the Mets. That's it. After you get the lights out performance from Scherzer and the great work from the bullpen and Trevor May closing this thing down, all I tweet is what a day from the Mets. And here we go already. And because this is what, and I see it on the line waiting already, because this is what the Yankees fan needs to do. You'll collapse in August. It's what you do. Take that and throw it out of your mind. This is completely different. Take it. Take it. Not the same team. They are not led by the same guy. This is a completely different organization. All right, you have a stopper in Scherzer. You don't even have your best pitcher. Think about what the Mets are doing. Think about what the Mets are doing right now. You got Bassett, who's phenomenal. You have Scherzer, who actually gave you two starts, which were not great. He was good enough to win them, but he was not great. And last night, he was great. So you got Bassett, you got Scherzer, you got McGill, who was hit around yesterday, but to his credit, was mediocre at best early, and as the game went on, got better. You got Peterson, who I don't think you love, but is more than serviceable. And you got Carrasco. The way they're pitching right now, the way they're pitching right now, without Walker and without DeGrom, I think you could argue this is the best rotation in baseball. Now, Buster only said it the other day, and it stuck in my mind, and it's haunted me since. He said, don't even think about, don't even count on DeGrom. Don't even put that in your mind, because I don't know that he's going to return. And that, to me, is so troubling. But look at what you have. You have a true ace. I mean, a horse. And again, I hate to continuously compare the Yankees to the Mets, but Max Scherzer was everything last night that Gerrit Cole was not. Can you argue that? And another thing that Buster said last week, he said three things when we talked to him. I think it was on Friday. He said, don't even think about DeGrom because you have no idea. He said, Aaron Judge, in his mind, will not be back with the Yankees. And he said, if they could actually turn back time and never have spoken to Gerrit Cole, get out from under from that deal, they would do it in a heartbeat. And last night, Exhibit D, Your Honor. I mean, in what you have to figure should be seven innings of one-run ball against a team that can't hit the baseball, that doesn't even have their best offensive player, and you give me an inning in two-thirds? What an awful start that was. But let's continue along with the Mets. And tell me if you're watching that game live through six that you're not like, oh, boy. As we get to the sixth inning, the guy's got a no-hitter. This is going to become a major issue. How long do you leave him in there for? And he allows the hit. And I thought he was done after six. Nope. I'm your ace. Bullpen was taxed in game one. I have a high pitch count. Give me the ball and get out of my way. And he mowed him down in the seventh. That's exactly what you were looking for. Phenomenal job. Here is Buck Showalter on what he's learned early stages about being around a guy like Max Scherzer.
I think it's verified a lot of things you think. You know, there's no secrets, but Max is real. I mean, there's nothing phony. I mean, but he's on all the time. He's on. He doesn't, you know, no one has to check what type of mood he's coming in. I mean, you know, he's Max every day. I mean, he's engaged. He's got entertaining opinions, and he's usually well thought out. It's well thought out. It's fun to get his opinion on different subjects, especially where our sport's concerned. He's very knowledgeable.
I mean, you have a pro. You have a guy that you don't have to worry about. And you can see, it's funny, I'm watching the game with my kids, and Alex, my 11-year-old, he goes, why is he always so angry, Dad? He looks so angry in the dugout. I said, he's in the middle of his game. This is his game face. Whatever you need to motivate you, to bring you to that next level, that's what I expect. And you haven't had that a lot from the Mets recently. I'll tell you what, you got it now. Now listen, maybe they go out and they lose tonight. Maybe they go out and they split the series 2-2. But they've shown you, we're 12 games in. This is not the same team. This is not the same organization. This is not the same managerial staff. I mean, we laughed. We laughed last year. How many times we play? I mean, we have Dopplers and different radar systems and all the and you laughed. Or the manager before who's handing in the wrong lineup card. You're coming off almost being the laughing stock as far as guys that are leading the team.
First is a lot of screens, seeing different Dopplers.
Dopplers, many screens, the whole thing. He's a weather expert.
Well, I don't know exactly who it is.
Yeah, Dr. Frank Field of Major League Baseball. Or his son Stormfield, which always struck me as odd. But regardless of that, it's different now. And if you can't get on board now, you never will. Because, and I know that there's going to be those people out there. I mean, you're 12 games in. You're 9-3. We've seen this before. They always start out well. I'm telling you, I'd almost guarantee you it's different now. And I heard a lot of, oh, big deal. You beat Arizona 2 out of 3. Listen, last year's team losing that first game against Philadelphia, you think they bounce back and win the next two? Unlikely. Last year's team, you think they go ahead and beat Arizona 2 out of 3? Unlikely. And say what you want, San Francisco, that is, if not the best team in the National League, they're right up there. You didn't beat the Little Sisters of the Poor. You beat a really good team, not once, but twice. So jump on board. It's going to be a long, fun season with the Mets. And I don't want to have full shows where it's all complaining about the Yankees. I want to discuss the goodness, the fun, the enjoyable Mets.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
And I love the draft every year. I don't ever remember being this excited for the draft. And we'll touch on it a little bit later. There's a new name that I have heard really thrown out there with the Giants, which is a name you've heard for the entire time, but I don't think the expectation was this guy would go 5 or 7. Sounds like the Giants and others are really high on this guy. RJ, remind me of this. Remind me to mention who that is right before we do Stump Rothenberg. Can you do that for me?
It's not Betson Stennett.
See, well, I mean, I didn't take shots at you.
Betson Stennett.
Wasn't being nasty to you. Nothing like that. I turned to you as a confidant, a friend, and a producer and said, do me a favor, at 6:40, right before Stump Rothenberg, remind me of this, I'd like to get into it. And you take an unbridled shot at me. Why?
Would you like it if Marcel Fowler just like, sure, Dave, whatever you need.
Well, yeah, I'm here for you. Let me mark that down. And at 6:40, I'll refresh your memory that you wanted to get into a player that you've heard Giants and others are very high on right now.
See, I don't think that was taking a shot. I think taking a shot was what I did on the Zoom call when I brought up your former head coach talking about a quarterback on his new team for which he's not the head coach, naming the quarterback.
No. See, no, that doesn't bother me at all. That's laughable to me.
McAdoo.
No, that doesn't bother me. I didn't even think you were taking a shot at me. I thought you were making fun of him. See, maybe that's how out of touch I am, is that when you're taking a shot at me, I don't even recognize it at this point.
Did you hear the audio of it?
No.
Would you like to? Quickly.
Well, I mean, being that now you're like hijacking the segment, which wasn't where I was planning to go.
Well, I feel like now we're talking about it. I feel like the people should hear it.
All right. This is Ben McAdoo yesterday discussing Sam Darnold.
And you look at Sam as your starting quarterback?
Sam is our starting quarterback, yes. You know, one of the things I've been working on is being better talking to you people. So, you know, announcing the starting quarterback here, I just put my foot in the mouth. So that wasn't something I should have said.
I mean, what are you doing? You're not even the head coach.
At least he's self-aware.
Is he?
I mean,
self-aware?
After the fact, sure. For him, it sounds like progress.
Now, was that in the same sitting, or is that like later on when someone got into his ear and said, what are you doing, you idiot?
That was the same sitting, but it was moments apart. It didn't happen directly back-to-back, but hey, at least
that was moments apart.
At least,
I guess in somehow he's self-aware. Although I would say that change in physical appearance in the suit would say that maybe he's not self-aware.
Yeah. I was going to say he was wearing clothes that fit, so.
Well, that's a step up.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, as much as we make fun of him, you remember who he wanted the Giants to draft at quarterback?
He was right.
He wanted Patrick Mahomes. And in his first year, they were 11-5. And then it crumbled in year two. Yeah. Like, he's a far cry from what Pat Shurmur and Joe Judge were. He was not far off.
I think they've only won 11 games since then.
No.
His problem was he didn't care about Eli's feelings.
No. Hang on. You're telling me? No. There's no way. You're joking, right?
That was me taking a shot at your team, yeah.
See? let me ask you this honestly. We'll get to the calls in a second. What have I done this morning?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm carrying the show like a bodybuilder, right? Like the strongman where I'm taking like the truck on my shoulders and bringing it to the next spot.
Yeah.
And then I turn around and I have you whacking at my legs. Why?
fun mostly.
Why don't you host the show?
I can't. I'm not capable.
Who the hell are you?
No one.
No, really. You know what? If you're going to do this, how about if I produce? I'll sit here. I'll give you my cell phone number. I'll screen your calls. I'll put them on
calls.
Hold. RJ, you can host the show.
That your cell phone number, that'll just be you talking to people, though.
No, I'll hold it up for you. I'll be like Steve and Marinac, and then I'll hold up the cell phone so you get to hear it.
Listen, without Rick here, we can't lose shape of what we are.
I mean, you should treat me like I'm an 11-year-old prince.
You're wonderful. I'm a big
you
fan.
You should put me in bubble wrap and make sure that everything I say, like you should be at the break. Dave, can I order you some tea? Is there anything I can do to make sure that you're well? Not sitting here taking shots at me.
At this point, we probably should be like the Yankees. We probably can't play you more than 7 segments in a row. We'll have to sit you down.
You know what happens if something goes down on me?
Silence.
I go away, this show dies.
Literally.
I mean, I got you two guys, and I've been nothing but nice to you today. And this is the thanks I get?
You're right. I return you to your regularly scheduled...
If we had more time right now, I would just go crazy on you, but we don't.
I return you to your Mets and Yankees topics.
Thank you. 1-800-919-3776. And I was in such a good mood. I mean, nothing like a four-hour Yankees game, huh? Thank God the thing started at 6:40. So I got 4 hours. If I would say to you, Yankees game goes 4 hours, you would say, what was the final score? 9-7? 8-6? No, 4-2. 4-2, 9 innings, 4 hours. Very, very long. Yankees get a win, Mets get two. Let's discuss. And here we go. See, we can't get the Mets fan that's excited today. At 1-800-919-3776. Like I told you, we've got to get the Mets will blow it later in the season. All right, if that's where you want to go, we'll go there. Nick in Babylon. Nick, lead us off. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, Dave, you're very geeked up today, I can tell.
Should I not be, Nick?
Well, yeah, no, you shouldn't be, because I'll tell you why. I remember the last time I heard you this excited, the Knicks were 5-1. Remember that? Remember when the Knicks were 5-1?
I do.
How excited you were and how out of your mind. And, you know, the Knicks are great this year and this is different and all this other stuff. I remember, you talk about last year with the Mets. All we heard last year was the Mets have been in first place for 27 straight days. The Mets have been in first place for 51 straight days.
All right, so Nick, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
Then,
are we going to play the game where you don't shut up and I just have to talk over you? Let me ask you a question. I'm not cutting you off. Who do you root for? Who is your team?
I'm a New York Yankee fan.
Okay. So, I mean, it's obvious what you're doing. Right? You're obviously You're very upset with the Yankees.
I'm not very
you recognize
upset with the Yankees.
That the team is floundering. You realize that you have Garrett Cole for years and he's just not that good. And you're projecting, Nick, is what you're doing. You're taking all your misery and projecting it onto the Mets. Here's what I would like from you, Nick. Here's what I would like.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Wait.
Go ahead. Go. Nick, I'm not hanging up on you. I'm the host that would like to hear what you have to say. Go ahead.
What are you willing to predict for the Mets right now, since you're so excited and this is different and all this other stuff? Go out on a limb on April 19th and tell us what you predict the Mets are going to do this year. What's your bottom line on the Mets?
I will sit here and tell you that I think that this is absolutely going to be a playoff team.
A playoff? That's it? That's as far as you'll go?
With the what do you want me to sit here and tell you they're going to win the World Series?
Yes, if you're that confident.
Why? But I don't know that that's true, and I don't believe that that's true. So you want me just to make up some nonsense?
Here's what I would like.
Oh, my God. You are the guy that when someone else talks, you can't shut up, right? You're not capable of it. You're never going to win. Nick, I will read the phone book before I'm going to let you win in a battle going head-to-head. All right, so here's what I'm going to say. I would like you, and I don't know why you hung up on him, Raymond. There was no reason for that. You know what he brings to the table. He's a miserable you-know-what, and I wanted to discuss with him.
I felt like I gave a pretty long leash on that one. No?
I don't know. I felt like I could have dominated him even more.
You were dominating him, so.
So if I don't sit here and tell you the Mets are going to win the World Series, then I'm not a real Mets fan, or that I shouldn't be excited about this team, what a terrible take. And that's where you are right now, because Nick is a Yankees fan, and Nick looks at this thing and says, the Yankees are broken. That's what they are right now. The Yankees are the same team they've been. They're unathletic. They're bland. Their stud pitcher is not that good. They got fortunate to win that game. It felt like Detroit was throwing that game. It was an embarrassment in that first inning. And he feels away. So he has to call and just take gaping shots at the Mets. The Mets are not good. The Mets are going to go nowhere when he knows. And if you're going to make a statement and a call like that, Nick, all I was going to say is I'd like you to follow it up this year. Every month, I'd like a check-in of, you know what, Dave, they're still good. Now they're 14 games over. Now they're 19 games over. That's what I would like. But a guy like Nick, he can't and he won't do something like that.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
We're hopeful. I mean, it would make sense that with the Thursday open that he's going to return tomorrow, but I can make no promises. I'm just very hopeful.
Damer and DePetro and...
I mean, how RJ you could think he could host by himself is beyond me.
I didn't say that.
Well, you said if you gave him enough time, he would prepare and he'd be able to host by himself.
2 months. That's enough time to script out 3 hours.
But is that what you want? You want 3 hours scripted?
Rick here, insert caller.
Yes. We'll go to Steve on line 4.
I think he'd do great at that, though. If you laid it out for him, I think he could follow to a T.
I think there would be a lot of stress. What are you doing, Santiago?
Yeah, if you didn't lay it out, I mean, we can't even get through voicemails.
Hey, Chris, it's Rick DPH. Son of a...
Yeah, not great. But my wife actually said yesterday, she goes, you were very mean to Rick. I said, I was? I think that's what you guys bring to my life, is that I can be mean. I don't even recognize it now. I'm immune to meanness.
Yeah, but that's why I'm picking on you. That's what we need. We can't call us soft. Rick's gone for a day. We're all nice to each other. Who wants that?
Are you blaming us for you being the savage that you're well known to be?
No. Hang on. When did I blame you?
It sounds like you're saying that you're desensitized to it.
I am desensitized
because of me and RJ.
Well, no. It's more actually at Rick.
I was gonna say
why
his nastiness is just it's pervasive. And on the show, it leads us to be mean to each other.
I just said you were the meal baby.
He does say I'm the meal baby, which is nice. All right, lines, RJ, is it fair to say all lit up?
There is no available space.
So if you were to call the show right now, you could not get through.
It would just be a very annoying beeping sound coming back at you.
You mean a busy signal?
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. By the way, my kids barely know how to use a phone. It's unbelievable. Give Alex the phone the other night to talk to his grandmother. And he like holds it up to his head, but he doesn't put it on his ear. I'm like, put it on your ear. He's like, oh, it goes on the ear? Yeah, because he never uses a phone. It's wild. Kids don't talk on the phone anymore. So they have no idea how to use it. All right, let's get to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Happy Mets fans. Very upset Yankee fans. This is going to be a good day. Sal and Mattawan. Sally. You're on 98.7 ESPN. Good morning.
I'm one of those
How you doing? I'm one of those happy Met fans. I've been a Met fan since 68, and it's few and far in between the years that I have the chance to be happy. Some of these Yankee fans that call up kill me because it's like, you know, them being the pretty girl on the block and then a new girl that's prettier moves on the block, and they get jealous. So to me, I'm a mailman, and Tuesday's usually a light day, and I was ecstatic that I was able to go home and watch both games and actually enjoy both games, you know?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I'll tell you what, Sal, because you're so conditioned to it, right? At least I am, and I think most Mets fans are, that you look at this as a litmus test. This is a good team. The Giants are well coached. They have terrific pitching, timely hitting. That is a good team. It was a 100-win team last year. And they start this season where they left off last season, right? So you look at that as that this is a really good test. And early on, they hammered McGill. You're down 4-1. And I will be honest with you. I started to have the thought of, oh, my God. Like here we go again. But no. I'm telling you, and I now fully believe, it is different. There is no way that last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, the Mets win that first game. No way. And then I can follow. And how great is that? You I don't know, you want to say steal a win. You find your way to a win in game one. And then you have Scherzer in game two. And it's like he knew. It's like he knew. My team needs me to go out there and give them 7 innings of one run ball and dominate. And that's what he did. And that's what he did. They give you, what 5 2/3 of no-hit baseball? And then after 6, you're like, all right, he's probably done. He comes out in the 7th and clamps it down. That's what you're looking for. You want to get to the Yankees? We'll get to the Yankees briefly as well and get to your calls on everything. I mean, how you can, and you heard so much of it. Well, Gerrit Cole was, you know, he's fine. You know, it's early in the season, and it's not a problem. And Vlad Guerrero's just, he's really good. So even though he made a near perfect pitch, that's what. So what do you say today? What is your excuse today? Gerrit Cole couldn't get out of the 2nd inning. He walked the 7, 8, and 9 batters last night in that 2nd inning. What do you want to say? It was so cold. Well, you know what? It was freezing cold for Scherzer. It was freezing cold for Corbin Burns. It's freezing cold all over the country. And every other pitcher seems to figure out a way to get it done. Except for Gerrit Cole. So it's another start where it's subpar. At what point do we stop making excuses for this guy? At what point? Speaking of excuses for this guy, let's take a listen to Aaron Boone. Here is Aaron Boone. What happened to Gerrit Cole in the 2nd inning last night?
Yeah, I think just lost the strike zone a little bit. Probably got a little bit out of his rhythm. Thought he was pretty sharp, actually, in the 1st inning. And then Willie Castro at bat, he actually got ahead of him and started spoiling a lot of pitches. And then he eventually lost them and just was just missing around the zone a little bit. And then started spraying his fastball a little bit. And probably shouldn't have left him out there as long as I did. Just the weather and the number of pitches he was racking up. But, you know, he was at that 2-out. And I was like, just wanting him to get through it. You know, just couldn't make that final pitch to get himself out of the jam there.
Shouldn't have left him in as long as I did. Shouldn't have tried to press him to finish the 2nd inning off last night or go anywhere near the 70-pitch mark. Because, you know what they say about Willie Castro and big at-bats. He's as tough as they come, right? Aaron Boone, are you concerned about Gerrit Cole?
I'm not. I'm no. really not. I think he's, I really believe he's poised for a big year for us and know he's going to, you know, carry us for a long stretch. Hasn't gone his way so far, but I do feel like he's close. He's just got to, you know, get locked in with his rhythm and he'll take it from there.
Now, I can hear Rick, like the ghost of Rick, sitting here saying, what's he supposed to say? I guess it's a fair point. But, I mean, my ace can't get out of the 2nd inning against Detroit. And, I mean, it's just excuses. That's all it is with this guy. How you could think about Gerrit Cole in any positive way and feel like, oh, he's right there. He wasn't good in his first start. He wasn't good in his second start. And he was awful in his 3rd start. I told the guy, I was texting RJ last night. I said, it felt to me like Detroit wanted to lose the game. Detroit was as bad as I've seen a baseball team. And it took the Yankees every ounce of everything they had to win that game. That's a bad team. And you know, you went up against the dregs last night. I mean, you know what you put up four runs, but you, I mean, that's not a legitimate four runs. That was that first inning was pathetic. I mean, Tucker Barnhart, that was an embarrassment. So you know what they pitched last night? We went through Baltimore's pitching the other day. Alexander, who was wild, but should have gotten out of that inning. Then they go to Ronnie Garcia, and then the very well-known Will Vest comes into the game. And then actually a guy you've heard of, Willy Peralta. And then that moves on to Jacob Barnes, which turns into Alex Lang, which turns into Michael Fulmer, who's a guy you've actually heard of. And then Joe Jimenez, who you've heard of, and he allowed the run. Yankees actually got to him. But you couldn't get anything from Vest, Peralta, Barnes, Lang, and Fulmer. And that's on the heels of what you did Sunday, where you couldn't do anything against the Orioles bullpen. At what point can we actually stand up and say, the Yankees they're just not that good? I mean, it's the same team they've run back. Gallo's unplayable, people. He's unplayable. He's hitting 121. And I can hear Aaron Boone. Dave, it's April 20th. It's very early. These at-bats, they're right on. Hitting the ball hard. He doesn't make contact. He's unplayable. Talk about flawed. Talk about running it back with the same broken team. Their bullpen is excellent. And I think it will save a lot of what ails them this season. And maybe their starters are good, because Cortez is good and Montgomery's pitched well. And I think Tyone is pretty good and Severino looked good last time out. Cole has not. But maybe they have enough to still go out there and win the 90 games. But this idea that the Yankees are going to do anything, throw it out. Out the window right now, because they're not. And I got to tell you, I don't even know if this is a team that's going to win 90 games. They're not good. They're so flawed. Kiner Falefa, Gallo, Hicks. This is not a good team. If Judge and Stanton, who were not good last night, do not produce for you, what do you have? What do you have? Your catching is bad offensively. Donaldson is fine. There's very little offensively about this team that you look at and you're excited about. At least that's what I would think and look at and give my analysis of. It's underwhelming, to say the least. 1-800-919-3776. Is that unfair? Am I going to get Nick from Babylon calling back being like, you're being unfair about the Yankees? What have I said? I don't like the Yankees. You know it. Everyone knows it. Fine. Is my analysis of the Yankees unfair? Their bullpen is terrific and was terrific again last night. How many nights, though, do you think you're going to be able to go out there and say, all right, guys, all I need from you tonight is 7 1/3. Other than that, take it easy. Not often. How many nights am I going to have to get great bullpen help and no offense? How many nights does that work? And yeah, you know what? Against Detroit, that might work. Against Baltimore, that might work. Against the good teams, that's not going to work. Tony, Staten Island. Morning, Tony. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Huge Yankee fan, but I can't agree more. We're delusional if we think this team has anything, and we knew it running out the same team as last year. The definition of insanity, as it said in the paper yesterday, is doing the same thing over and over again, thinking you're going to get different results. This team is not good. The Mets have Showalter. Look who the Yankees have. The Mets have Scherzer as their ace. Look who the Yankees have. The Mets might be the oldest team in the league, but when you watch both teams, it almost seems like this Yankee team is ancient. They do nothing for me. They don't spark me, and they're losing me, not as a fan, but as me spending money at the stadium. I can't go watch this defective product. It's just impossible.
So that's where you are, huh? You are at the point where you will not go to a Yankees game and spend money on this team because of who they are at the moment.
My son has season tickets. Unfortunately, a 20-planned holder. I might be forced to go to a game, but it sickens me to watch what Cashman has done to this team. It just it boggles the mind that you could run the same team out last year because you won so many games last year. This team is defective, and Cole is gone. Mentally, I think he's shot.
It's not good, Tony. And you know what's amazing to me, and thanks for the call, Tony, and I said this earlier in the show, Yankees won yesterday. Yankees won 4-2 yesterday. Have you ever felt worse about a win than you do about last night's Yankees performance? I would say probably unlikely, right? That was as bad a win as you could possibly have. Detroit is god-awful and gifted you. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Tucker Barnhart was doing. RJ, you said we have the audio of him almost not even attempting to go after that pop fly in the first inning, right?
We do. It's from 97.1, The Ticket in Detroit. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it, RJ.
Big, big pitch. 3-2, runners go. Swinging a pop-up. Playable by home plate. Tucker Barnhart backpedaling. And, oh, man. It fell in between Alexander and Barnhart. Are you kidding me?
He sounds so defeated. Like, it wasn't even surprising. It's a pop-up. 50-50, they're going to catch it. Oh, man. That one hits the turf, and that's two runs for the Yankees. And that was an embarrassment. The only reason you won that game last night, if you're the Yankees, is because Detroit gifted you that game. That has to be your feeling this morning. The bullpen was very good, and they gifted you that game. But the theme is Cole was brutal. He was brutal. You can't possibly call me today and have anything positive to say. That's why, and I get it, that by nature he's an optimistic guy, and that's his role on this team. He's the manager that's going to be, all right, guys, let's go out there and give it everything we have. We're the Yankees. But how, I mean, listen to these numbers. An inning and two-thirds, one hit, two runs, both earned, five walks, 68 pitches. We're three starts in, still early. Three starts in. Gerrit Cole is sitting here with an ERA of 6.35 and a whip of 1.41. And thank God that Clark Schmidt went in last night and saved his bacon.
Oh, man!
Because it could have been a lot worse. A lot. Nick, another Nick. Hopefully this is a better version in Delaware. Good morning, Nick. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, Dave. Much better, Nick. That Nick should be embarrassed for giving Nick's Everywhere a terrible name.
He really did, didn't he?
Terrible. And, of course, I was just thinking about him this morning. He hasn't called in a while, and I apologize for putting that out.
So on behalf of Nick's Everywhere, you take that personally, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You got to understand and admit when your team is just not doing well. And the Yankees are, as a Yankee fan myself, they're terrible. Cole is mentally lost and broken. And how long is this bullpen going to keep pushing them through the season? Eventually, unfortunately, somebody's going to get hurt, and it's going to come crumbling down. And I have to thank you for being the first person to finally say that they're not going to win a bunch of games. I mean, can we really expect anything more than a 500 record? Maybe a couple games over.
It's hard, Nick. Even I see what you're saying, but there's so much bad baseball around the league that maybe just, you know, with that bullpen, and when you get to the warm weather, and again, the starters outside of Cole have been good. Maybe they still win 93 games. Maybe they do. But I've heard so many. There's a good Yankees team. Is it? When you sit back and you look at it. And I ask you, is this a good Yankees team? The answer is yes. I'm not even sure. I mean, how many guys on this team can I mention? Like, ugh. I mean, Aaron Hicks, now he's hitting 340-something, but until he gets hurt, right? And is he really good? Judge is good. Rizzo is good. Stanton is good. LeMahieu is good. Donaldson, I don't know. Gallo is, I mean, at the point, for me, he's unplayable. But they'll continue to trot him out there because I guess that's what he does. You know, his 0-for-4 with four strikeouts again last night? Kiner Falefa, who actually got on a couple times, but, he barely hits the ball. He does have some speed, which is nice. And Higashioka. Like, that's not a great lineup. There was a time where you would compare lineups and the Yankees was, if not first, second, or third. If I ask you to compare this lineup to other teams, this is not better than other teams now. This is not better than the Red Sox lineup. Now, the Yankees have advantages, the Red Sox don't, but this is not better than the Blue Jays lineup. This is not better than the Dodgers lineup. It's not. I'm sorry. And a caller called before, and he's right. You know, the Mets are advanced in age, but you wouldn't know it from watching them. And again, some of that's kind of fugazi, right? Because you factor in Robinson Cano and you factor in Scherzer. I mean, Scherzer's old, but Scherzer's great. Mets play like they're young and hungry. And Yankees play like they're old and plodding. I mean, you couldn't, in my opinion, have two polar opposite viewpoints and outlooks and teams right now. So I can have Nick from Babylon call back, and that's what I think the Yankees fan is slowly morphing into. What the Mets fan usually is. I know my team's not that good, so let me call and tell you how awful your team is. That's the and I live my life doing that. That's a loser attitude and a loser mentality. Alex on the Turnpike. Good morning, Alex. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
What's up, buddy?
Now, before I get to the Yankees' quote-unquote ace, just want to say what a outing from Scherzer and what a feeling it must be to have two aces on a team.
Well, let's be fair. If DeGrom comes back, you could argue you have three aces on the team with Chris Bassitt.
That's a fair point. But
go ahead, Alex. What do you have on the Yankees?
Back to Cole. His last start, I called the next morning and was maybe a little dramatic, saying that every outing should be at least six, seven innings of one-run ball. Couldn't even get out of the second with this guy.
That was terrible.
It's embarrassing.
You're right. There's nothing more for me to say. Everyone that calls and goes after Garrett Cole, you're not going to get an argument from me, nor should you. And I know that there are going to be people that said, well, it was very cold and his fingers and blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you what, I don't care. It's cold. All right, this is where we are. It's not cold solely in Detroit. It was freezing in New York last night. And somehow Max Scherzer went out and gave you a gem. It's cold around the country. Deal with it. You got to be out there anyway. Right? I mean, you're going to be out there and you're going to make excuses. You're going to be out there and you're going to say, I might as well get it done. You might as well get it done because you're going to be out there in freezing cold temperatures anyway. I hate excuses. I hate them. And it feels like that's where we are with Garrett Cole. And Aaron Boone. Oh, it's going to be. Don't worry. Guys, why would you possibly worry? It's going to be fine. Okay. Sure looks it. He's right. He's just missing. And I mean, and as you heard earlier, if not for that phenomenal Willie Castro at bat, he would. I mean, what would he have given you last night? Five innings of two-run ball? Where is that? I mean, five innings of three-run ball, that's now good? He gives me 5 2/3. That's what I'm paying for? No. Look at Scherzer. Look at Cole. And if you are anti-Mets, you better hope to God that Jacob DeGrom doesn't come back healthy. Because if he comes back and can pitch anywhere near what he's been, look out.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.